Today we're talking about the enhanced lineup from Kubota. We're joined by Kent Brown. He's the Senior Product Manager for Ag Tractors for Kubota. And Kent, Kubota continues to come out with new tractors and a bigger lineup. What's new this year?
Well, we've replaced a few tractors, starting with our M5 as a replacement for our current M9960 and M8560, with a larger enhanced cab, large enough for an instructor seat, as well as some key features such as economy PTO. It's going to be a fuel-saving feature that customers are really going to like. We also have got the M6 as a replacement for our MGX tractors. The big thing on it is the Tier 4 final emissions. And both the M5 and M6 will both have Tier 4 final, meeting and exceeding the EPA regulations for emission standards. And then we're really excited about the new M7. That's our new 130 to 170 horsepower tractor to get us into the row crop market. Also, with the row crop market, we're expanding into our commercial hay and commercial livestock operations with the number one loader in the market with our LM2605 with leading lift capacity.
If you talk about these new models and the four-tier technology, what is Kubota? What's your technology in terms of that newer, cleaner engine?
Well, we're on our units over 75 horsepower. We're utilizing both the DPF and SCR systems for exhaust after treatment. DPF to collect all the particulate matter coming off the engine during combustion, and the SCR to take care of all the gas emissions, the NOx, the poison actually in the exhaust system. So we feel that this brings together a complete package of emissions control that we're actually going to be able to utilize going further in the future whenever the Tier 5 emissions come along and whenever that may be.
Also out from Kubota, you're also introducing your compact skid loader. What's new with this latest release?
Well, we've had our compact track loader out for a while, since 2010, and people have been asking when Kubota is going to come out with a wheeled unit, a true skid loader, because about every farm in the United States seems to have a skid loader on it. So we actually released two models this year, the SSV65 and the SSV75, which is 65 and 75 horsepower. Some of the things that we're really proud of is it's going to have the largest cab in the market. Also, it's going to have an entry door that rolls up and out of the way so you can run with the door open and the door shut. A lot of the competition, you have to swing a door out and take the door off if you want to run without the door. We will have open and air-conditioned cab options. It is a vertical lift machine, so it's able to lift more weight closer to your machine. And we're going to have some features such as our KSR, our Kubota Shockless Ride, that will be available on that, as well as a two-speed transmission, the standard. So really, it's going to be an all-around package that a lot of the customers have been asking for, and we're going to make a big splash with this unit in 2016.
Well, it seems like every time we turn around, Kubota's offering new things, and so you're expanding into other areas. You know, what's next? What's on the horizon?
Well, you know, the M7 is not where we're going to stop with higher horsepower tractors. We've committed to being a full-line ag manufacturer, and that means going above and beyond 170 horsepower. And I've already been working on some projects with our engineers, looking to see what we want to do in the future. So the future is going to be exciting with Kubota in the row crop market, in the hay market, and really all around, because we're expanding our product line all around to get into different markets, whether it's turf, compact tractors, utility tractors, ag tractors, implements. We're expanding all around.
That's an exciting time for Kubota, as we've been joined by Kent Brown, the Senior Product Manager of Tractors for Kubota. Bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.